Hello, it's Katie and I'm here at our Arts and Crafts Centre today. I'm here with Julie, and Julie is our Employability Skills Coordinator, and she's just going to tell us a little bit about the new programme for Employability Skills at the Arts and Crafts Centre. So, hi Julie.
Hi.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about the programme and who it's suitable for?
Yeah, the programme's suitable for 16 plus. We have lots of students that come and learn about employability and learn new skills and hopefully take new skills away with them.
That sounds fantastic. So what kinds of skills will they learn while they're taking part in the programme?
They learn communication skills, they learn customer care skills. Mm-hmm. We do the fine motor skills where they use hand tools and use skills to use in wood products. And then we also look at interview skills as well.
Brilliant. And can you tell me about some of the projects that you've been working on with the students recently?
Yeah. To get the fine motor skills and to get them using hand tools safely, we did a project, a wood picture. Everything was made out of wood, so they collected either wood from the gardens or mm-hmm. we made bits of wood to make a picture of their choice, so we designed it from scratch. We also used all the measuring of the wood as well, mm-hmm. so we used the maths and the English, and they went away with the product at the end.
And they had to cost it all out as well, didn't they?
They did.
Work out how much profit they'd make.
Yes, they made all the costings as well, so we sort of priced up all the bits of wood. And then how much they'd sell it for, mm-hmm. and at the end of it, made sure that they'd made a profit.
Fantastic, that sounds great. And have you noticed any changes in the students that you've been working with since they started taking part in the programme?
Yes, lots of changes. All of them have sort of come out of their shell, they've sort of opened up, and the communication with me and the group has been fantastic.
That's brilliant. It all sounds great, and good luck with it going forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.